We now introduce the mayor of Ann Arbor, John Heftia, who teaches for us every year, I'm glad to say, and will be talking to you about his course, which I've lost the number of here. It is Public Policy 756, Local Government Opportunity for Activism. You all get to be the mayor, right?
Thanks, Alan. Well, it's very nice to be here at the Ford School today. Let me tell you a few things about our class. We will talk about just about everything having to do with local government. We'll look at how a person, no matter their age or education, if they become interested in local government, can have an impact, and how people from the Ford School could even have a greater impact. But I'm a huge believer that there's so much activity in our nation that is going on at the local level, and we'll talk about that. If you take a look at energy policy, for instance, if you were to look at energy efficiency, renewable energy, and if you look at cities, you find that there's a whole lot more going on in cities in the nation. We're the leaders in pushing the state and federal government in a good direction in a lot of things environmental. Ann Arbor is one of the leaders in that area, and we'll talk about that quite a bit. We'll spend a couple of classes on it. We will hear from some of the top professionals in our area and people who work in city government. You would have to learn some things about city budgets, and we would actually have our budget director come and talk about that and make a presentation. So you get to hear from people who are running large systems, like very large utility systems and roadways, people who are doing the nuts and bolts in government. And we will also talk about some of the theories that are bouncing around in local government, how to cope with a financial situation that every city finds it in. We'll certainly touch on that. We'll talk about how local governments are continuing to move forward, even in very, very tough times, which hasn't been easy. And we can talk about how governments are affected by things that happen in Washington and happen in Lansing. In our case, it's very difficult to understand what's happening with local governments if you don't see what's happening in Lansing. We'll talk about the long-term defunding of local government by governments that are higher up, both in D.C. and in Lansing, as they continue to put out unfunded mandates. There was a report recently that said the unfunded mandates in Michigan alone add up to about $2 billion worth of a burden on local governments in just this state. So we will talk about some of those things. We'll talk about how the physical environment of the city, and we'll focus on development. Development's always a hot topic in our city. We'll talk about the physical environment of the city and how that affects the interaction of the people who live here. How just the fact of the way things are placed and the makeup of our city actually influences life here, and that seems very logical, but we'll look at how that actually happens. We usually have a law student or two. We usually have a student from school social work or two, sometimes from the School of Natural Resources, and we always have some planning students who I think contribute a fair amount to the class. There's also some time for students to decide some topics that they would like to hear about, and we'll work on that early on in the semester, and we might have someone come in that can address those topics. But we'll hear from environmentalists as well as people who work with affordable housing issues around the city, which is something that Ann Arbor struggles with because it is becoming more and more of a gentrified community, and we'll talk about efforts to fight that and to provide more affordable housing for people who need it so that we can be a truly a city that has people across the whole wage demographic. And we try to be outreach as much as we possibly can and have as much diversity in our city. And we'll talk about some of the things that we do to get there. And once again, we'll circle back around with things and talk about how you can take a place in city government, in local government, whether it's working for a local government or just simply being an activist in the ability of very few people, just a couple of people, to get things done on a local level and to take some real action there. And I could take a couple of questions if you have them. Yes, sir. We have some undergraduates mixed in with the graduate students. I found that the undergraduates did very well in the class and really kept up very well. And it was difficult for me, if I took a couple of the papers and didn't look who had written them, to decipher. Because we have some sharp undergraduates and some sharp graduate students. People engage in the class, and we've always had a lot of a good rapport with the students. We have a lot of good conversations, And it doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum. In fact, I'm hoping for a couple of conservatives to be in the class because it would help with the conversation to have that. Any other questions? There must be one. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And maybe we'll see some of you around the school in the fall. Thank you, Ellen.
Okay. Thank you. Excellent. Thank you.